as family was, big personalities that bubbled over like pots of soup. Virgil felt like unbuttered toast standing next to them.
"Ay, sus, my first moments in America will be filled with a pulsing headache," Lola said.
She pressed her fingertips to her temples and waved toward Virgil's older brothers, who were tall and lean and muscled, even then.
"Joselito, Julius, fetch my bags, huh? I want to say hello to my youngest grandson."
After Joselito and Julius scurried off, ever the helpful brothers, Virgil's parents presented him like a rare exhibit they didn't quite understand.
"This is Turtle," his mother said.
That was their name for him. Turtle, because he wouldn't come out of his shell. Every time they said it, a piece of him broke. Lola had squatted in front of him and whispered,
"You are my favorite, Virgilio."
Then she put her fingers to her lips and said,
"Don't tell your brothers."
That was 6 years ago, and he knew he was still her favorite, even though she'd never said so again. He could trust Lola, and maybe one day he would confess his secret to her.